Une tondeuse et une brosse à dents.
People are queuing up for a cabaret show near Place Clichy in Paris, but instead of tickets, what they have with them are household appliances. We brought phones, cameras, everything that was electric and that you can recycle.
Alors donc concrètement, il y a une balance de ménage.
We brought a scale, old calculators, an old CD player, an old electric translator.
Un vieux lecteur de CD, un traducteur.
I brought a air dryer and a small video maker.
This is the recycling party, an evening thrown by the NGO European Recycling Platform, concerned with the 20 kilos of defective electric appliances that each French household is said to have piling up at home.
The aim is to inform people that they have to recycle their waste, and we organize this type of event to raise awareness and say, okay, you give your waste today to the recycling party and we collect this waste and then it will be treated in dedicated center.
Many of the phones, kettles, toasters and printers stopped working within a few years of being bought, forcing their owners to get rid of them now to make place for the new. Ecologists are growing concerned not just about recycling, but also about why things should be thrown out so soon. As part of its plans for future energy use, France's parliament voted a bill earlier this month banning planned obsolescence. Eric Alozo, a Green Party politician and author of the bill, explains.
En réalité, il s'agit de condamner les pratiques dites d'obsolescence programmée.
It's about condemning a practice that we call planned obsolescence. The idea of obsolescence being planned means that there's an element of deliberate trickery. The idea is to have a product wear out after a certain amount of time in order to force consumers to buy another one. A typical and very clear case is that of the photocopying machine, which is installed with a chip that makes it stall after a certain number of copies. All you need to do is change the chip and the machine works again. This is a typical case of planned obsolescence.
Ça, c'est typiquement l'obsolescence programmée.
If the law is passed, it makes planned obsolescence punishable with up to 6 months in prison. But for Jean-Pierre Habert with the European Economic and Social Committee, it's highly unlikely a sentence like that would be passed.
The rules, France is a country of rules and so on, which are not there are so many people in jail now. How are you going to put a businessman? Because it's very, very difficult. In the States, with the lamps, you know, with the lights, they tried to prove that was an agreement between people who make the lamps in order to, les lampes, the lights, in order to have a less durability of the products. I think the process, the judgment began in 1930 or 1935, and it ended in 1952. It's very, very difficult to prove it.
The line between planned obsolescence and just plain cheap stuff is blurred at best. Consumers need to be informed about the life expectancy of what they buy up front. Eric Alozé thinks the law is just the first step in pushing producers to be more honest about what they are selling and how long it will last.
On a mis une première pierre, c'était un peu inattendu pour nous. On avait présenté cet amendement.
We've laid the first stone. It was a little unexpected. We had already presented the amendment before, but this time, to our surprise, it passed as part of the bill on energy transition. We got our foot in the door. There are new steps ahead, like the question of its international scope and obsolescence in general. There are a lot of bad quality products out there. But whether that's the manufacturer's intent is unclear. We also had a series of amendments, like making spare parts available for 10 years to make them easier to repair. These kinds of bills seldom get passed. There are a lot of other battles to wage. This one was symbolic.
Donc on a beaucoup d'autres batailles à mener, mais celle-là, elle est assez symbolique.
France is the first country to try and put together this kind of legislation. It's possible it is spearheading a larger European movement against the fast, the cheap, and the short-lived. Anna Poloni, RFI, Paris.